insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا
And it is he who has released simultaneously the two seas, one fresh and sweet and one salty and bitter. And he placed between them a barrier and prohibiting partition.
Dear listeners, the 53rd verse of this chapter says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا And he it is who had made the two seas join and flow together. One palatable and sweet, and the other salt and bitter. And between the two, he has made a barrier, an inviolable obstruction. This noble verse, brothers and sisters, is arguing on Allah's magnificence by mentioning His blessings in the system of creation, consisting with mentioning descending of enlivening drops of rain in the previous verses, and the Holy Quran, now it is referring to not mixing of sweet waters and salty ones. So it says, هُوَ هُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ And he it is who had made the two seas join and flow together, هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ One palatable and sweet, and the other salt and bitter. The Quranic word maraja, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ is derived from the word maraj, that means to mix or to send and to deliver free. And here, it means to set salty water and sweet water beside each other without being mixed. Also, the Arabic word عَذْب, هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ means wholesome, pure and cool. And the word furat means sweet and delicious. The next sentence, وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ The Arabic word milh means salty, and the word ujaj means bitter and warm. So, عَذْب and furat are opposite in meaning, with milh and ujaj. And the rest of the verse says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا And the word barzakh means a bar and kind of partition between two things. And at the end, وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا The phrase حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا, inviolable obstruction, as was said in the 22nd verse of this very surah we discussed, It is an expression that was used by Arabs when they met a person whom they feared. They said it for protecting themselves. They wanted to keep themselves immune from such a person. So they said, excuse and protect us and be away from us.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
This noble verse depicts one of the wonderful manifestations of Allah's might in the world of creation. How an invisible veil and undetectable bar is set between salty and sweet seas, and it does not allow them to get mixed. Of course, today we know that this undetectable bar is the density difference of the sweet and salty water, and it is also called specific gravity of theirs, which causes them not to be mixed for a long time. Some commentators have tried to find out where such two salty and sweet seas are located on the earth that they do not mix. But this problem has been solved for us because we know for sure today that all the great sweet rivers that empty into seas form a sea of sweet water in seashore and send salty water back. And this situation continues for a long time. And because of the different degrees of their density, they avoid mixing with each other and say to each other, Hijran mahjura, be away from us. Historically, since ancient times, men have taken this matter into consideration. People have dug canals in such places of sea and farmed many lands irrigated by this sweet water that spreads in vast areas by means of flow and ebb. It is interesting that because of flow and ebb, the water of seas comes up and goes down two times a day as a result of the moon's gravitation. And this sweet water, which forms a sea, goes forth into the land and it goes to the same rivers and places around there. Just now, there are millions of palm trees in the south of Iran, for example, which are irrigated this way. They are located very far from sea. When the rain falls less and the water of great rivers that empties into the sea decreases, sometimes salty water increases. Local farmers get worried because they fear that it harms their farming. But usually this is not so. This pleasant and sweet water, which is placed besides salty and warm water, does mix with it, and this is a great capital for them. We do not need to discuss further on about this issue. Brothers and sisters, thank you for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.